You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 18th. We will talk this hour with the chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, Joe Winicky. We'll get the latest on his involvement with the Attorney General's impending lawsuit against the Government Accountability Board, the lawsuit that J.B. Van Hollen talked with us about yesterday. J.B. Van Hollen wants the Government Accountability Board to check voter registrations for accuracy going back some 2 years. Joe Winicky says this lawsuit is a partisan attempt to disenfranchise voters. We'll find out what he means, and we will welcome your thoughts and questions for Joe Winicky at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Plus, a little bit later on in the hour, we'll talk other presidential campaign politics. John McCain and Sarah Palin will be coming to Wisconsin for a town hall meeting. It's later this afternoon in the Green Bay area. We'll ask Joe Winicky what questions he would ask if he were in that town hall audience, and we'll ask you that question too. So let me welcome our guest, Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So what are you going to do about this lawsuit that J.B. Van Hollen has filed against the Government Accountability Board?
Well, a couple days ago, we actually filed a motion with Judge Sumi asking what they call a motion to intervene on behalf of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The case is before Judge Sumi today, I believe at 11 o'clock, and then obviously she will hear all sides, and then I assume will defer and study, and then sometime in the next several days come up with a decision. But what we're trying to do is simply say the following. J.B. Van Hollen is the co-chair of the McCain campaign in Wisconsin. As far as we know, there were no citizens who had requested this lawsuit. The only group that had was the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Van Hollen is representing both the Department of Justice in a way that I think just rings of partisanship. So the Republican Party is being represented. The Government Accountability Board, by its definition, is made up of six nonpartisan retired judges. And someone should be able to represent the more than million Democrats that vote Democratic in this election coming up. And that's going to be the Democratic Party.
Yeah. So what's at risk here? Why do you think the Democratic Party needs representation, or Democrats in Wisconsin needs representation?
Because we've seen the dirty tricks of the Republicans in prior elections. We know what they did in Ohio, where, we expect will happen is that if they actually succeed in this, and we've got a million people, 22% is the early number that they think have technical problems with the voting file, which, by the way, is not all that unusual. I mean, people move around and somebody, their name's Rosemary, but they go by Rose or something like that. And then the driver's license says Rosemary, the voter file says Rose. That's a red flag. What I think they're going to do, they're not going to spend time in Mequon and Waukesha County trying to check on this. They're going to spend their time in Milwaukee and Madison and Superior and Stevens Point, areas where Democrats are at, and they're going to actively try and knock them off the ballot.
Yeah. Now, J.B.
It's what they did in Cleveland, by the way. And the other thing, what happens is if you're contesting every person, guess how long the lines are on election day? In Cleveland, it took up to 6 hours to vote, and a lot of people just couldn't do it. And, of course, those who were in minority wards.
J.B. Van Hollen yesterday told us that he's just following the law. That HAVA Act, that Help America Vote Act, says that states are supposed to have this straight and we don't apparently have it.
Most states don't have it straight. And they also give the final authority to the Government Accountability Board to determine how they're going to deal with this. In a perfect world, he would be correct. But come on, this has been going on for 2 years. Why did he wait until 2 months before the election to file this lawsuit and then ask for an expedited process with the judge to do this? I mean, think about this. If I was a municipal clerk, I would be outraged.
Yeah.
The amount of work that they're putting on, and the election volunteers, who I think get paid a whopping $6 or $7 an hour to sit there and take this grief all day. You've got to cross-check a million files in the next 47 days? Are they nuts?
He said that he waited until this time to file this lawsuit because it was just recently that the Government Accountability Board said, no, we're not going to check back for 2 years and compare voter registrations with the DOT database.
Well, this goes back to the fact that a company called Accenture was hired several years ago to come up with this this proposal, and it did not come through on a timely basis. This is not Wisconsin alone, by the way. The federal government came up with this plan. It was well-intended, but, you know, the best intentions sometimes go wrong. And in this case, our file still has, I mean, 4 out of the 6 members of the Government Accountability Board, retired judges all, which I suspect means they're older and they've never missed an election because judges tend to vote.
Mm-hmm.
4 out of the 6 of them are not in compliance with our voter file.
Meaning that there's a typo in their name or something like that.
And, you know, I mean, if you know that person's a Democrat, you challenge it.
Let's see what listeners have to say about this. Talking with Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, about the Democratic Party's attempt to get involved with this lawsuit that J.B. Van Hollen, Wisconsin's attorney general, has going against the Government Accountability Board. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 18th. Coming up tomorrow at this time, we'll be broadcasting live from Superior, and we invite you, if you're in the Superior region, to stop by Barker's Island Inn and Conference Center. We'll be broadcasting live from 6 until 9. During the 7 o'clock hour, we'll be talking about national and state politics, talking with UW Superior political scientist Gloria Toivola and our own reporter based in Superior, Mike Simonson. We'll talk about congressional races, state races for the state legislature, and the latest in the presidential race during our 7 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Say, Joy.
Yes?
If it's 54 degrees in Superior right now, that means the ice has probably melted on Lake Superior near Barker Island finally.
Good. Then I'll have I'll go water skiing or something.
Excellent.
We're going to have fun. We're going to have fun talking politics and looking forward to that. And looking forward to meeting listeners in Superior and looking forward to meeting listeners when we're in Sturgeon Bay the next week. We'll be here in Madison the following week and then in Milwaukee, Stevens Point, Onalaska, and River Falls, the other stops of the joyride. That's what we're calling this, hitting the campaign trail. Joe Winicky, our guest, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking politics with us this hour. And our first caller is Stacy in Waterford. Hi, Stacy, you're on the air.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
I just wanted to really thank the Democratic Party of Wisconsin for standing up to the Attorney General finally and, you know, really trying to protect our rights as voters. I believe that there's a lot of misinformation being spread out there by the Republicans, and I was just wondering, Joe, what you can tell people about what their actual voting laws are in Wisconsin and how they can go out on November 4th and exercise their right to vote.
Well, this is an area where Attorney General Van Hollen and I partially agree. The actual voting law in Wisconsin really hasn't changed. You can register at the polls. Now, the way the Republican poll watchers will be, make sure you have multiple forms of identification. You can vote absentee if you want. I would caution anybody who's looking at that route, especially after John McCain's been flooding the state with absentee ballot requests, is those ballots won't be ready till October. You know, it takes some time after the primary to get the ballots done. So if you want to vote absentee, wait till October. You know, we are going to have the Democratic Party is... we're going to have lawyers throughout this state and throughout this country watching closely and trying to protect the right to vote. See, this is a fundamental difference, Stacey, Joy, with the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We actually think that voting is a right, and we ought to make it as easy as possible within reason. The Republicans seem to want to suppress the vote because they know that if you have less votes, they have a better chance to win. And it's that simple.
What though, do you say about his argument that if one ineligible voter votes, that's hurting all of us, that's taking away your vote, Joe Winicky?
Well, so Eastern District U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic found 3 cases of voter fraud in an extensive review after the 2004 elections. We are going to put as many as 1 million people through this mess because somebody may have cheated? Oh, come on. You got to look at a law of diminishing returns here. If you had widespread concern, no. Now, Common Cause just came out with a report saying we had the best voting laws of any of the battleground states in the country. I prefer to believe Common Cause over Attorney General Van Hollen and his partisan witch hunt.
Hey, you mentioned this mailing that the McCain campaign
yes.
sent out of absentee ballots, but they sent them to the wrong addresses. What was going on there?
In some cases. Some cases they're correct. They are arguing that this is just, you know, that no voter file is perfect, and therefore some people are going to have the wrong clerk addresses and the wrong addresses. Now, my argument to that is, well, you've just admitted that no voter file is perfect. Why should the states be perfect? I mean, the hypocrisy with the Republicans and Attorney General Van Hollen on this is just astounding. And it's ongoing. And the thing is, this is nothing new. In the state of Wisconsin in the last 50 years, the Republicans, every time we have tried to make voting easier, they have opposed us. They used to require like 3 electors to go with you if you wanted to vote absentee. Come on.
What is the harm in having the state or these clerks check their voter registration forms?
Well, there isn't. It's just there isn't time. I think as we move forward, we should do everything in our power to clean up every glitch in that file. But once again, it is not physically possible. First of all, Judge Sumi will unlikely rule on this, you know, before, you know, early next week sometime at the earliest. Now we're down to 6 weeks, 40 days. And you're going to expect, you know, people from every little town in Wisconsin up to the city of Milwaukee to do that? It's wrong.
Let's go next to Steve in Superior. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, first of all, a comment. The comment is that
there really isn't ice on Lake Superior.
Yeah. We need to stop disparaging the Republicans, in particular the Attorney General. It's really wrong. It's an elected official. He has not acted in a partisan manner. He has worked both for and the people of Wisconsin's rights, all of them, not just Democrats or Republicans. Second of all, to say that Democrats are the only ones that believe that we should have one vote is wrong. We all believe that, and we know that in particular in Milwaukee County, a ton of voter fraud went on, not to mention some of the cheap things like slicing tires and such. We firmly believe that the state did go Republican, at least in 2000, probably both, and 2004 was
very close. No, you believe that, Steve.
Yes, no, yes, I believe that, and a lot of people
because you
do.
Said we,
and,
you
and,
said
and
we.
You're trying to prevent legal voting. That's not what the Democratic Party should stand for. The Democratic Party should stand for everybody voting in a legal manner. And what's happening is that they're not being allowed to. Our votes are being denied by illegal voters and not just one.
And you know, look, I don't condone what happened with these young people that slashed these tires. They all went to jail. So the law worked in that case. All I can argue is the Republican appointee of President Bush in the Milwaukee area issued a report after an extensive review and found 3 cases of voter fraud, one of which was a Republican voter fraud, 2 of which were Democratic. So go figure. I mean, if you really think we should go through all of this over 3 votes, I don't. You know, we have clean laws. And you know the other part to me, I keep going back to the people who work the elections. What are we really saying? They're not doing their job right? I don't believe that. I think these are hardworking, good people, most of which are older than me.
Steve mentioned that this Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen, has made some legal decisions that the Republican Party did not like. So he says, you know, it's not fair to call this a partisan decision.
No, it is fair to call this a partisan decision. You know, appearances matter, Joy. He is the co-chair of the McCain campaign in Wisconsin. You can't, you know, when you put yourself in these positions, don't be surprised if somebody's going to argue that the pot's calling the kettle here. There is no way you can make an argument that this is not a partisan lawsuit. He's the co-chair of the McCain campaign, and they're doing the Republican Party's wishes. Because the only group that asked for this was the Republican Party of Wisconsin, and the Governmental Accountability Board on a 5-1 vote shot them down.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve, for the call. Stop by Barker's tomorrow if you can. Say hello. We move on next to Jim in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, first of all this partisan talk really disgusts me, along with your guest. But on these registration forms, does it say Democrat or Republican?
No.
So you're just saying you think they're going to profile people.
I know they will.
Okay, you think you know they will, but you just asked the last caller, what do you mean we?
Well,
so
he said we think my elected officials are really doing
anything wrong in enforcing the law and looking at registration forms and saying, hey, this guy's wrong. He should not be voting.
So we shouldn't be partisan, and we should just let the Republican Party have their way because you have a conservative
bent. You people are elected in order to serve the people.
I'm not. No.
Serve the people.
No. I was elected by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I am not a publicly elected official.
You mean that one Republican voted for you?
No, because it's you don't know how.
How do you know that? Well, I'm not even a Republican or a Democrat.
I guess
I'm not a Democrat. I might have voted for you.
You couldn't have unless you came to our state convention and were a member of the Democratic Party. So if you did that, then you could have. But I don't think you did.
Yeah. Well, again, he says J.B. Van Hollen, though, is just doing his job. That's what he was elected to do.
Well, you know, we're getting to the silly season. We're 47 days away. So, you know, if there's a Republican on, the Democrats yell. And if there's a Democrat on, the Republicans yell. And, you know, I've been known to get some Republicans' blood boiling. I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah, you do that. Chris in Milwaukee has this email. Joe, do you recommend that citizens volunteer at their polling place to check registration? Watch for voters who are denied their right to vote and call for attorneys immediately?
Well, if you believe what you should do is if you believe that your voting rights have been disenfranchised, you should call the Democratic Party of Wisconsin at 655-5178-255-5172. Now, I don't want people just out there on their own being vigilantes here. I mean, that's what I say. I mean, isn't it kind of creepy, Joy? I don't know if it's happened to you, but it always happens in my polling place in major elections that you're voting and these people are standing over you to see who you are and marking down this stuff. I mean, I find it creepy. And
I haven't had that happen.
Well, it happens in Verona every time because it's more of a swing community.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. But I don't want people standing over there trying to enforce the law on their own. Let people work through the Republican and Democratic parties and anybody else want to do that. Poll watching is legal, but it can be creepy.
Yeah. You know, we only have a minute before a newscast. Do you know, Joe Winicky, if there's some place people can check to make sure they weren't knocked off the registration?
The government. You can go right to the Government Accountability Board, and I believe it is on the internet right now. I assume if you just Google Government Accountability Board, it would come right up.
Yeah.
Google Wisconsin Government Accountability Board, and I assume you'd get it. And yes, you can check.
Yeah, and you should do that.
I haven't. Maybe I should.
Right, I'm going to.
Although I voted. I was like one of nine people in Verona who voted that day because there was nothing on the ballot. But they didn't say I wasn't eligible. So
we will check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will continue talking about this lawsuit that the Attorney General has filed against the Government Accountability Board trying to force voter registration checks of the rolls to make sure they're accurate. Joe Winicky with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin going to be in court later today to file a motion to get involved in this lawsuit. First, we'll check the latest news. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along on this Thursday, September the 18th at 7:36, talking this hour with Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. We have been talking about an issue that's going on in the state of Wisconsin regarding the Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen, suing the Government Accountability Board over the state's voter registration system. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is going to intervene in this case. A court hearing later this morning will deal with that. We want to switch gears, though, and talk about some other politics of the day. John McCain and Sarah Palin will be coming to Wisconsin today, a town hall meeting scheduled for later this afternoon, I think 4 o'clock this afternoon in Ashwaubenon. I'm going to ask Joe what questions he would ask if he were in the audience there for that town hall meeting. We'll ask you the same thing. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Plus, if you have a question or comment on other issues that are going on the presidential campaign trail, the candidates certainly are talking a lot about the economy, given the crisis on Wall Street these days. We'll talk some about that as well. But before we move on, Joe Winicky, what is it that you hope the court will do today when you try to intervene in this lawsuit?
Throw it out immediately. The judge has that authority.
And you think you think that's possible?
No, I doubt it. To be honest, I don't think anything will happen today at all. If not, I would hope that at minimum that the court grants our motion to intervene in this case. And that this not be expedited because, you know, we have a right to be heard. I mean, you know, in the primary election in February, there were 1.5 million votes for president. 1.1 million of them were Democrats. We have a right to be heard.
Well, let's move on to Chris in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi. My question is about John McCain.
Yes.
How can John McCain get away with claiming to be a reformer when he actually has 177 lobbyists running his campaign?
Is that the number? Wow.
I knew that he had a few on his campaign,
well,
but I didn't know there's
the
that
one many. That scares me. Well, he can't be a reformer. He's been in Washington for 26 years, and he's changed his colors more than a chameleon in recent days. I mean, you know, just on Monday morning, when we just found out that socialism was alive and well in the Bush administration and we're now buying up 80% of the largest insurance company mm-hmm. in the country. Hey, conservatives out there, isn't that socialism when we buy up large insurance companies as a government? But he said that day that the fundamentals of our economy are sound. He has said before that the Bush administration's economic policies were good for America. Within 2 hours, he had flip-flopped and was going after those evil ones on Wall Street. Well, here's the truth. The main reason that Wall Street is in a mess is back a few years back, Phil Graham, his chief economic advisor and lobbyist, was one of the lead authors, along with a supporter named John McCain, to eliminate the Glass-Steagall restrictions that had been put in place during the Great Depression era to separate banks and financial institutions and insurance companies. And McCain was a big pusher because he's a dereg guy. Well, what happened here is all of a sudden groups like AIG started getting into subprime mortgages when they're an insurance company. Guess what? They lost their butt. And, you know, so he cannot be a reformer. But the weirdest part is it's this constant ping-pong ball flip-flopping on the issues. Every day it's a new McCain.
Barack Obama has put out a campaign ad pointing out that McCain has all these lobbyists on his staff.
About
in fact,
time.
The other day, he I think it was just yesterday, Barack Obama said that a meeting of the old boys network for John McCain is called a staff meeting.
But to be fair, Obama does not take any PAC money, will not take a nickel from a lobbyist, does not employ lobbyists. And then you compare McCain, and if Chris is right from Fort Atkinson, 173 lobbyists? And I believe them because to know that number, you've done your homework. I haven't done it that well.
We'll try to see if we can do a little homework while we're on the air to confirm that number. But what my question was leading into is the ads out there, Barack Obama saying this, is this an issue that people are going to say, oh, yeah, that's right. John McCain has lobbyists on his campaign staff.
Well, I think it cuts against his this newfound reform message. Remember, until he picked Sarah Palin, and it's first time we mentioned her name, that's good, is that until he made this vice presidential pick, he was the candidate of experience. Now he's the mm-hmm. great reformer who is going to use his experience. Now, this is the same guy who's going to slay the Wall Street dragons, who earlier this year said, I don't know much about the economy. But now he's this crusading reformer, and, you know, the emperor's not wearing any clothes here. But the ad works for that because what it's pointing out is, how can you be a reformer when all the good old boys are on your side and they're all a bunch of Washington lobbyists? You're gonna clean up Washington? How?
Well, we have John McCain and Sarah Palin coming to Ashwaubenon this afternoon, the second town hall meeting with Sarah Palin as the vice presidential pick. What question would you ask Joe Wernicke if you were in that audience?
Well, first of all, the funniest thing is I'm going to be in Green Bay myself at the same time they're speaking, but I'm speaking to a picnic of the Brown County Democrats.
You can't make your way over there?
I don't think they'll let me in.
So what would you ask?
I might be wearing an Obama shirt, so they'd kick me out. You know.
But if, let's say, you did make it in there, what would you ask?
Well, I think two very simple questions. How can you believe that the fundamentals of this economy are good and then say that we have to fix everything? Isn't that an oxymoron?
Yeah.
And second, how can you say you're going to clean up Wall Street and our economy when you were in favor of all the deregulatory actions of the Bush administration in the last 8 years, complete free trader and everything else? How are you going to clean things up when you supported all these actions? Once again, hypocrisy.
Well, this downturn on Wall Street, this upheaval, this crisis is certainly unnerving to all of us. But
Joy,
from a political
we've lost
point,
almost $3 trillion of wealth in America this week on Wall Street. I think that's 12 zeros, only because my brother Bill told me that.
That's a
lot of zeros.
I can't imagine. But yes, it's very unnerving. But this is good news for Barack Obama, isn't it? Now that the focus has turned to the economy, I know.
Usually, when the economy is the issue, Democrats do better, because when people focus on the economy, they usually vote Democratic. But I'm not wishing that on anybody. I mean, millions of real people are being devastated by what's going on here. And yeah, it might help us politically, but it doesn't help us publicly.
Yeah. Well, let's take another call. Mike in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi. Here's a question for Mr. McCain. Given the fact that the Iraqi people do not believe that we should be in their country, and that the fact that they believe that they could handle their own problems better if we were out, how do you justify your idea of America being there in Iraq?
Yeah. What do you think of that, Joe Wernicke?
Well, not just staying in Iraq until we have victory. And one time, I think it was a flip statement. I don't think he couldn't have been serious in this. You know, it could be 100 years. Well, the problem with Iraq is, one, about 75% of the Iraqi people don't want us there. And if they are truly a democracy, we should respect their democratic wishes. Two, this is draining the wealth, our national treasure. $10 billion a month, $120 billion plus every year. We could fund a national health care system in this country for 6 months of what we're paying in Iraq. Now, we could get 50 million people in America with health insurance, or we should be spending that kind of money times two in Iraq when they don't even want us there.
According to the Huffington Post, all told, there are 11 current or former lobbyists working for or advising John McCain, at least double the number in any other campaign. Goes on to list.
Well, then maybe 173. I didn't claim 173.
No, it was a caller. I
knew there were a lot of them.
If the caller wants to tell us where he got that information, but anyway,
it didn't come from me.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe Wernicke. He is chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking politics. And welcoming your questions for him, including the question you would ask if you were able to attend the town hall meeting later this afternoon in Ashwaubenon when John McCain and Sarah Palin come to town. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 13 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Thursday, September the 18th. Coming up after 8, we will talk with the author of the new book, Autism's False Prophets, an MD who says that autism is not caused by vaccines. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. We're talking politics with Joe Wernicke for the rest of this hour, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And let's take our next caller. It's Rob in Brown Deer. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I wanted to first real quickly thank the Democratic Party for taking on Van Hollen because of his very calculated to disenfranchise low-income voters. But the question I would ask Palin and McCain would be, how can we believe they're all of a sudden going after corporate greed and Wall Street when they get millions of dollars in campaign contributions from those very businesses. But unfortunately, I'd also have to ask Barack the same question. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, not just corporations, but Barbara Streisand raised a lot of money for Barack Obama last night, didn't she?
I think it was two nights ago, but... Mm. Well, my wife likes Barbara Streisand. I can't say anything negative. I mean, I've never understood this notion that because you are a celebrity, that the Republicans think that you're then evil. And, you know, I mean, if Barbara Streisand or Joe Schmo wants to support Barack Obama or John McCain, why is that so wrong? I mean, they get a vote too.
Yeah, that's right. But McCain has made some hay with his comparing Obama to celebrities.
Yeah, you know, the thing I've noticed about the whole McCain television campaign is it's all aimed at confusion, Joy. It's all aimed at getting us away from the really three major issues in this election. You know, it's the economy, it's the war in Iraq, mm-hmm. and it's health care. You don't see them talking about those things, and they weren't talking about them until they realized that this Wall Street debacle is really hurting them, and it's showing up in polling data and the like. But they talk about celebrity, they talk about Barbara Streisand, mm-hmm. they tried, and the weirdest part is John McCain is the son of an admiral. He grew up in a life of privilege, you know, obviously served his country honorably, was a prisoner of war. Barack Obama was the product of a single-parent household who got a little help through financial aid to go to school. Now, who's the elitist?
Any comment on this? I don't have her name in front of me.
I didn't really answer Rob's question, by the way, either. But
oh, that's right. Well, he said that McCain is taking money from corporations, and so is Obama.
No, Obama's taking money from people who work for corporations. Neither are taking money from corporations. That would be illegal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just under federal and state law. But both, I mean, look, you can't raise hundreds of millions of dollars as both of these guys have in $5 contributions. It just doesn't happen.
He also wanted to, and I'm going to go back to the Van Hollen lawsuit. How does this lawsuit disenfranchise low-income voters?
Well, I mean, who is most likely to have errors? And second, where are they going to send their poll watchers to try and disrupt the vote? Fact is, most people of modest means, most do, I mean, this is empirical because, you know, it's over history, vote Democratic. So they're going to be in there trying to make sure these people have to cast a provisional ballot or no ballot at all.
And the provisional ballot is counted, but it's counted later.
Yeah. I mean, which gives the other side a chance to try and get it stricken.
Yeah.
And they'll come up with 100 different excuses why it should be stricken. You know, gosh, I thought I saw some Democrat give that poor person a cigarette.
Here's I don't have the woman's name in front of me, but she's some, you know, I don't know, duchess or something.
Oh, yeah.
She's a
the
former
Baroness.
She was a Hillary Clinton supporter, big fundraiser and supporter
of
Hillary Clinton.
Member of the platform committee of the Democratic Party. She's resigned.
Yeah. And she's going to vote or support McCain.
Oh, she reveres. I heard her live yesterday on a show. And no, she reveres John McCain and Sarah Palin and has said nothing but contempt all through the year about Barack Obama. I guess my advice to the Baroness, who is saying that she's really middle class. Oh, my gosh. A Baroness is middle class.
Yeah, she's a billionaire.
Yeah. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
All right, let's go to Carrie in, is it Augusta? Carrie in Augusta, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Augusta. First of all, I want to give you where that 173 or 77 lobbyist comes from. Actually, James Carville was sharing that information and saying he would post where he was getting his information from Monday. I watched him on some show in the evening. That's right. Where that information's coming from.
So it's yet to be disclosed, but you know what I suspect it might be too?
Yeah.
Contributors to McCain that are lobbyists.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, so that's where I heard the same number.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I would suspect that 173 lobbyists have contributed. It would be my guess is where it's going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was saying he was going to...
Zero for Obama, by the way.
Now, here would be my question for John McCain, and I'm sorry to bring up vice presidential pieces because I know, you know, it's a presidential nomination, but I'm really, really scared as an American because... If you look at actuary rates if indeed, you know, on the off chance that John McCain became president, I lost a mother to melanoma. It's a very aggressive form of cancer. Given his age and his health, there's a very, very likely chance that Sarah Palin will be the president. And that frightens me based on our environmental, our economic, and our international plight that we stand on, that we're going to have somebody in there with her qualifications. And we've already had a puppet for the past 8 years, so I am just frightened by that thought.
Are you frightened by that thought, Joe Winicky?
Yes, I am. And I say that very sincerely. The thing that's really amazed me about the Republican Party reaction to Governor Palin has been that it's almost like the fact that she has never met a foreign leader, that she can wisecrack that, you know, part of her foreign policy experience is that you can see Russia
from her house.
Well, I don't know if that's her or Tina Fey, which is pretty funny, yeah. Actually. You know, the fact that she seems to rule Alaska as a dictator, firing people at will, hiring a childhood friend to some agricultural agency because when the friend was a kid, she liked cows. I mean, how much of this do we have to put? And then it's like their disdain for government is so strong that we should put somebody with no experience in there, hoping beyond hope that because they like her because she's really anti-abortion and supports creationism and all that other fringe stuff, that somehow she'll be a good president. And the cynicism of it is just amazing.
Yeah. Well, how scared, though, are Democrats, Joe Winicky, that she has really fired up the Republican base and all these crowds mm-hmm. and poll numbers climbing?
She was a media phenomenon. There's no question about it. And the question will be, does the bloom come off the rose after those first few weeks? Clearly, the national media, which the Republicans are attacking as well, because, you know, shoot the messenger if you can't shoot the message, mm-hmm. is the national media is really starting to pick apart the Palin effect, which mm-hmm. sounds like a science fiction movie to me. But and we'll have to see where that goes. But in the end, I think what it's going to come down to in this election is who gets their people out to vote. The debates will matter. I think they're going to be heavily mm-hmm. watched. First one's a week from tomorrow.
That's right.
And, you know, the Democrats have got to work hard to win this because, you know, it shouldn't you'd think that it shouldn't be that hard after 8 years of George Bush. But, you know, this is a very politically divided country. You know, about half the people in this country tend to vote Democratic and about half tend to vote Republican. And if there's one thing Sarah Palin did, I don't think it's going to help with independents. I think it's going to hurt the more they learn about her. But she did, for some crazy reason, energize the Republican base because I guess all that creationist stuff and field dressing mooses yep. and stuff is what they want.
Jane in Appleton emails us, I love the concept of the town hall meetings that John McCain does. Why is it that Barack Obama does so few of these? Barack Obama seems to be on a teleprompter most of the time. Does he not do town hall meetings because he won't be scripted?
That's about all Obama's been doing. Actually, there's an internal debate. Many Democrats wish he'd go back to the speaking in front of 20,000 people all the time. Almost all of that they're doing is the more intimate town halls. I would very gladly take in a debate, a town hall debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. I think there is one of those of the three that they're debating.
Yeah.
I like my guy's chances.
You know, I heard John McCain within the last week's blaming the negative tone of the campaign, saying that he regretted that it turned so negative, but maybe it wouldn't have. Should Barack Obama have accepted his invitation to do town hall meetings?
Well, that's a great excuse for being the most negative campaigner in the history of the country, that Obama didn't want to agree to your terms exactly in a debate process, so therefore I'm going to go really negative and ugly? Come on, Senator, you're better than that.
PJ in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. We're almost out of time.
I'd like to have asked John McCain what would be his ideas of his, if he changed his mind on his ideas of privatizing Social Security.
Good
after
question.
The large stock market.
Yeah.
Great question, PJ. I mean, this, you know, for people who worry about Social Security, there is a clear, clear difference between John McCain and George Bush's policies. They want to privatize. They actually want a good portion of the Social Security Administration's money to be given to individuals to invest in the stock market. We just lost $3 trillion of wealth on this. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama supports Social Security. You know, on an off note, I mean, for me, I think Social Security was possibly the greatest American invention of the 20th century. We took virtually all seniors out of poverty. What a great idea.
We have less than a minute to go. Joe, is Barack Obama or Joe Biden going to be coming back to Wisconsin soon?
Oh, sure. Maybe not as often as 2004 when it seemed like the candidates were here every day. But, you know, in 2004, with a month out, it was really down to about four states. We're trying to expand the playing field into places like Colorado and Nevada and Montana and North Carolina and Virginia and Indiana and these places where we normally haven't. And because of that, it takes time to be there. Like yesterday, I know Obama was in Nevada. I think he was in Colorado the day before. Those are states that they weren't in last time. And that means you just can't be everywhere at once. But they'll be back.
All right. Thanks, Joe Winicky. You'll be back too, I suspect.
Whenever you call.
All right. Thanks very much for being with us. Joe Winicky, chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Thanks to Cynthia Schuster for producing the hour. Thanks to Bill Martins and Cynthia for on-air production and direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.